This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto. The men's Final Four is this weekend, and a lot of people will be watching the action on the court. But off the court, there's a scramble already underway that could drastically change how a lot of teams look next season. Last fall, the NCAA launched the Transfer Portal, a public website that's a one-stop shop for athletes who want to play for a new team, and for the coaches who want to recruit them. Terry, this portal removes the barrier of students having to ask permission to transfer, and it further aligns college sports with the pros.
Well, it's sort of like NBA free agency, how players go from school to school or team to team. And there's always been some of that. For example, sometimes a guy started at a junior college for 2 years and then transferred. Or maybe a kid went to a school someplace for a year, it just didn't work out.
You have a whole bunch of articles here that you have printed out of all of these basketball players who some are on their third, fourth school. How does this happen?
Well, for example, what about this kid from Kent State who was their center a year ago?
Adonis De La Rosa.
He started a small school in North Dakota, Williston. Then he went to St. John's. Then he went to Kent State. 2 years ago, he was their starting center, pretty good player. He actually now at this point, he has graduated. He's only played 3 years of college basketball. They have this rule that if you graduate and you have a year remaining, you could transfer anywhere you want and not have to sit out a season.
So even though you've graduated college, you can keep playing college basketball.
Right, if you got one more year to go. The idea being you will get your master's degree.
Okay.
I mean, it's a fallacy. According to NCAA stats, of these male Division I guys who transfer, only 32% actually ever end up getting a master's degree. The reality is you're just looking for somewhere else to play. So De La Rosa decides Kent's kind of too small for him. He transfers to Illinois. And he is, by the way, transferred himself to the end of the bench at Illinois from starting at Kent State, MIA. This is what you're seeing more and more.
So other than saying maybe I'm better than the school I'm at, what are some other reasons for wanting to transfer so much?
Well, some of them have NBA dreams. They think if I go to a bigger program, I'll get noticed more. Trying to transfer yourself into the NBA draft is pretty much a long shot. So there's only 60 players drafted. Here's the logic on the other end. Coaches get up and leave at any time. Well, why can't players? I guess what I would argue is that usually the coach is up and leaving to get a better job, or maybe he got fired, but the coach does have his college degree. You keep transferring around, it's pretty hard to graduate. I mean, Amanda, right now 40% of all Division I basketball players have transferred at least once.
So what's the big picture here? What does this mean for college basketball as somebody who's watching this tournament casually?
If you look at the Final Four, every year the money gets bigger. The TV ratings get higher. The stakes for the coaches rise. Just making the NCAA tournament, we've talked before about when you're in the MAC. And you think, you know, if I could get that kid to transfer from school X to my MAC school, he might just be the guy to help me win that last MAC tournament game and get me in the NCAA, and then I get a contract extension. I mean, there always was that, but it's just another level of procuring talent. The problem is it's sort of murky. It's not one of these things that you say, well, gee, one side is just pure and the other side's totally corrupt. Because the coaches, they're the guys fueling this. I mean, if they weren't just grabbing other people's players all the time, you wouldn't have such a market for it. While you've seen enough of these guys struggle academically, not come out with degrees, I can't imagine this system enhances the educational experience in any way. But for most of these guys, maybe just say they just don't care.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he tones down the hype surrounding the Browns' recent moves.